from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, has extremely local news. Seamus, good morning. Let's start with a big change that could be coming to the Southwest side. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. This is the site of the former LeClaire Homes housing project, which was on Cicero, you know, just a little bit north of the Stevenson Expressway. So if you ever get off at the Stevenson and take Cicero to get to Midway, this is on the west side of the street, and it's really a huge area. It had been, you know, hundreds and hundreds of homes. The city bought it or tore it down in 2011 with the big plan to redevelop it, make it something much more usable for the residents there. So now they're moving forward. We could see some progress on this as soon as next year to start building. They're going to build about 700 homes. They're going to be spread out over multi-unit buildings, as well as some mid-rises, but what people in the neighborhood are really talking about most at a public meeting last week was how excited they were for a new grocery store that's going to be located on the site. That's going to be one of the first things they're going to build. They're going to build a medical center as well. And it's really, you know, they're basically creating a new neighborhood down here at about 44th and Cicero.
Yeah, they should be excited about that. And what's the latest on that vacant lot along the 606 Bloomingdale Trail?
I think the best way to describe this one is the Bloomingdale Trail and the 606 is about to get bigger. The city has owned a big vacant lot. This is at 1807 North Kimball. So it's Kimball and the 606. This is sort of right smack dab in the middle of that elevated bike and walking trail. They've owned this for a while. They always wanted to make it a park, but when they started the work on it, they realized it was contaminated with some toxic chemicals from the industry that had used to occupy the site. So this week they were talking about the plans to get in there with heavy equipment and start remediating all that land so they can turn it into a park. And eventually it will be an access point, another access point for the hugely popular 606 trail. Which has just been, it's done, well, wonders for the neighborhood. It's also caused prices to go up and some people to have to move out. But they're continuing to try to make good access points to it so people can get up there, but also have parks on the ground level for the neighbors to enjoy as well.
Is that 606 going to be extended with that Lincoln Yards project in Bucktown?
But that's the that is the plan, is to extend it east under the Kennedy and all the way over to the Lincoln Yards. That's still a long term plan. Lincoln Yards is actually just started broke ground on the very first building of that. Probably the biggest project in the city at this point, 55 acres, and they started building they're calling it like a medical research health science center right there yesterday. They had shovels in the ground at a big ceremony and really kicking off what's going to be years and years and years of construction along the Kennedy near the Morton Salt site, if you can picture it.
Yeah, 55 acres. That is going to take a while. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.